بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حزت يا قدس حزت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده ومزعه کی عارفانہ اشعار آپ حضرات کی خدمت میں پیش ہے، اور جس کا مضمون ہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے۔ بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے۔ بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے۔ کیسا سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے۔ آمین کہیے۔ میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، اور کیسے رہوں، میرا تقویٰ میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے، میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے۔ ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، ساری دنیا سے مجھ کو، ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، ساری دنیا، ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے۔ بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے۔ سبحان اللہ، سبحان اللہ، کیا بات کہیں گے۔ اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں اپنے نام کی چاشنی نصیب فرما دے۔ بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے۔ میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے، میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے، میرے دل میں، میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے۔ میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے، میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے۔ عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا، ہر ایک یہ تمنا ہے نا، عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا. کب لکھا جائے گا؟ اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے, اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے, تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا. سبحان اللہ, فنا فی اللہ کا درس لیا جا رہا ہے. تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا, تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا, اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے. یہ عجیب چیز ہے. اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے, میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے, میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے, میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے. آخری شعر ملاحظہ ہو. روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا, روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا. کچھ طلب آئی, حضرت اختر جو فرماتے ہیں روز و شب میری یہ دعا ہے. کیا دعا ہوگی, کیا دعا ہوگی؟ اشتیاق ہوا نا. روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا, میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے. آمین, اللہم آمین, آمین یا رب العالمین العظیم. میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے, روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا, میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے, بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے,
زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. Let my life must be in accordance to the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the Asr Salah also we heard so much about the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recitation of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat has written many, many poems in regards to the sunnat of Nabi alaihi wasallam. And one poem of Hazrat which is internationally recognized and accepted throughout the world, Nafs-e qadam hai Nabi ke jannat ke raaste, that you follow in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the road to jannat. And if you want Allah Ta'ala, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. If you want to reach Allah Ta'ala, then this is through sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For jannat, a person has to go through the world, he has to pass away, he has to remain in the qabr. On the day of qiyamah, he has to come into meydan-e-hashar, hisab, kitab, and then a person enters jannat. But Allah Ta'ala, a person will get cash. In this dunya, a person will get cash, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And nobody likes credit, everybody likes cash. So if you want Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, very easy way, that follow sunnat. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Follow my way. Allah will love you, Allah will forgive you for your gunas. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, then in my heart must only be your love, your محبت. زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے, that my life must be in accordance to the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے, that before me must be such fear of the day of Qiyamah, that all the time a person should be worried that I have to stand before Allah Ta'ala. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Person that fears that I have to stand before Allah Ta'ala, he goes against his nafs. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Jannat is the abode of such a person. سَبْ غُنَاوَ سَي مَرِي حِفَاظَتْ رَهِ. That I am protected from all gunas. When the fear of Qiyamah is there, then automatically a person will refrain from the disobedience of Allah. Main jahan bhi rahu, jis fida mein rahu, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. That wherever I am and in whichever environment I am in, my taqwa must always be intact. We heard from our Hazrat many a times that this was written, Hazrat wrote it particularly for the aeroplane. When people, they go to the airport, in a different world altogether. Now they say we're in a holiday mood because now we're at the airport. When we're flying by aeroplane, we forget. Everything is now forgotten. Our deen is forgotten. I'm in a kurta. I'm the imam of the masjid. All this is forgotten. So there a person should remind, it's a reminder for a person there that wherever I am, in whichever environment I'm in, that my taqwa must always be salamat and it must be safe. When a person undertakes a journey, the dua that is taught to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma aj'al fi safarina hadha al-birra wa taqwa. Oh Allah, in this safar, in this travel of ours, grant us righteousness, grant us taqwa. Why? At home, everyone knows me. In my town, everyone knows me. So there, it's easy for a person. But now you're in a foreign land, nobody knows you over here. Now, it's so to say, like a person is free, he can do what he wants. If I'm going now to the beach, a person, all the time, he's dressed according to sunnah, but now he's wearing bermuda, and he's wearing t-shirt, and he's going to the beach. So wherever a person is, his taqwa must always be intact. Sari dunya hi mujhko nafrat rahe. That the entire world, I hate the entire world. Bas tera naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. That only the enjoyment of your name must remain in my heart. The name of Allah Ta'ala is in the heart of a person, he's got everything. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. Wallah, you are mine, everything is mine. Zameen meri, falak mera. The earth is also mine, the heavens are also mine, everything is mine. If I got Allah Ta'ala, what is dunya? Dunya is absolutely nothing. Mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. That in my heart must be the pain of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala all the time. Then he says, Aashiqon mein mera naam lik jayega. That my name must be written in the lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A person that is treading this path, we are all salikin, we're treading the path to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In this path, there's nobody that is a failure. Every person is successful. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi in Bayanul Quran, he has written, وَمَن يَخْرُجْ مِن بَيْتِهِ مُحَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Person came out of his house. He left Makkah Sharif. He's going to Madinah Sharif, making hijrat. ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُّ الْمَوْتِ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And then death comes to him. He passed away on the way. He hasn't reached Madinah Sharif, but his reward of hijrat is already written by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here a person that is treading this path, he wants Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But he must be sincere, he must be genuine in this. Then either Allah will give it to him in his lifetime. If he doesn't get it in his lifetime, at the time of mort he'll get it. And then he will leave the world. And if he doesn't get it at the time of mort, then on the day of Qiyamah definitely he will get it there on the day of Qiyamah. It is mentioned shaitan, he was not sincere. Because shaitan was not sincere, shaitan was deprived. Any person that is pulled by Allah Ta'ala, Allah made somebody his beloved, that person is never ever rejected. But shaitan, he was not sincere, so he was rejected. They say in shaitan, he was the greatest abid, the most amount of ibadah shaitan has made. Shaitan was the greatest alim also. Shaitan was the greatest arif also. He knew the subsidiary masail of all the shariat. But one ayn wasn't in shaitan. Three ayns, abid, alim, arif, all starts with the ayn. But one ayn wasn't in shaitan, he wasn't an ashik. He didn't have the love of Allah Ta'ala. If he had the love of Allah, when Allah Ta'ala says, make sajda, finish. Oh, that we believe, we totally submit, we make sajda immediately to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, ashikon mein mera naam lik jayega, apne aamal par gar nazamat rahe. That is, if a person, he has regret over his action. That a person, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Pulpuri Rahmatullahi used to give an example, there's no time, but he used to say, karte raho aur darte raho. That continue, you doing your aamal that you're doing, you're reading your tahajjud, you're making your khatams of Quran, all this you're doing. But at the same time, darte raho. Is it accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not? Our Hazrat gives an example of this. He says, a student, he's written metric exam. And after you write your metric exam, now they're going for metric ball and metric party, all haram. And people in one night, they destroy their whole life. But you never get your report as yet. What if that report comes and the report says you fail? Now what are you going to do? So he says that until we don't get our report on the day of Qiyamah, and our report says we pass, now enter into Jannah, where can a person rejoice? When you got your report, now a person can enjoy, now he can rejoice. Teri marzi pe har arzu ho fida. That Every desire of mine must be sacrificed in your pleasure, O Allah. Whatever desire I have, all this must be sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Aur dil mein bhi iski na hasrat rahe. And there must be no grief in the heart also, that I gave my life for Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna salati, my namaz, wa nusuki, my slaughtering, wa mahyaya, my living, wa mamati, my dying. All this is for Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if a person is stayed away from haram, after there mustn't be regret in the heart. Oh, I could have enjoyed myself at that time. So the regret stays in the heart. No, person must be happy that Allah ta'ala protected me. I gave my life for the pleasure of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat mentioned, Roz o shab qalb akhtar ki hai ye dua. That morning and evening, this is a dua that is on the heart of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab. What a great aashiq, a lover of Allah. Mere maula, meri istiqamat rahe. That, oh my Allah, that I always remain istiqamat, I remain punctual, steadfast upon deen. Which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also commanded, fastaqim kama umir. That remain steadfast as you have been commanded. When Sahaba saw that there's few white hairs now that have come in the head of Nabi, on the head of Nabi, Mubarak head of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that Shayyabatni Hud, that Surah Hud made me old. That because this command of istiqamah, which is not so easy also, but to remain steadfast upon deen, this is what has made me old. Allah Ta'ala grant us all this quality of istiqamah.